with us. And I want us to really concentrate, because anybody at all, anybody, even those who are standing on the street, if they are preaching, it might be for us. Amen. Despite that we know what everything that is inside the Bible, it might be for us. God can speak to us through different ways. What I want to discuss with us today, or share with us today, is something that we've all known. But to open another window, at least to open another understanding. You know, devil is always a liar. Today is going to be a shame. It is one of the reasons that, one of the things that you normally use against weak Christians. By God's grace, we will reveal it today. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Master Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. How many minutes do I have, sir? I know we are fine, our time is fast spent, but I will try as much as possible to squeeze it in. What we'll be discussing today is something that we've all had. In fact, being a Christian, we know very well. But I just want to open up again, as I said, another window. We'll be discussing on praise the Lord. We'll be discussing on the love for God. If I have anybody here, Christian, anywhere, you ask them, do you love God? What will your answer be?
Yes.
Our brothers and sisters, do we love God?
Yes.
We will say yes. But the fact is, we don't love him. We only love him all because he loves us. That is the actual fact. A dedicated Christian today will say emphatically that, yes, I love God, but that is not it. It's because of what the Lord has done for us. That is the reason why we say, okay, well, yeah, I love God, because he has done so many things that we cannot count. One of the things that he did for us, if you are, I'm allowed to read here. Again, at least your time is running fast too. God has already taken the initiative to express his love for us. He provides us with a beautiful earthly home. He cares for our physical materials. More importantly, he looks after our spiritual needs. He gave us his word, the Bible. He invites us to pray to him with the assurance that he will answer us. And above all, he gave us his most precious son. That is the reason why we say we love God. A lady cannot just stand and say, I love this man, if that man has not done something for you, most especially in this present days. You must have allowed me to wet the ground before you say, yes, I love you. That is the actual fact. But that is how God wants it. Because for him to have gone ahead preparing all these things for us, that shows that he loved us first. Then in his supercar, we love him. That's why we say, yes, we love God. But what does he require from us back? He said we should love him according to the book of 1 John 5:3. If you have your Bible, you can also open it there. As you are always really surprised, so I am, but let us follow with our mind. 1 John 5:3. According to the book of John, what does it say to us there?
For this is the love of God.
Yeah.
Keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
Are not in my Bible translation. Translation is commandments are not burdensome. That means it is not heavy. It is not something that we cannot do. It's something that we can do. That is why he gave it to us, because he knows we are clay. We are sand, made of sand. He gave us his word, the Bible. I mean, through the Bible, he specifically named all the things that he wants us, his does and don't. He named them in the Bible. Wish I can easily, quickly read some of the things that noted down here. He told us that we should observe his commandment. And what are those commandments? We have so many of them, of which I don't want to waste our time by repeating them one by one. But if you want to go through it, I can give us the Bible verses so we go home and study it. And this study, we read and digest. We let the Holy Spirit speak to us towards those things. The first one is 1 Corinthians 5:11. Talking about the sexual immoralities, adultery, stealing, drunkenness. First Corinthians 5:11, you are writing it down. The other one is 1 Corinthians again 6:18. From protocol, they are speaking the same thing there. Then we are from the book of 1 Corinthians again 10:14. Ephesians 4:28. If you want to know what he gave us in the Bible, that it forbid some practices like drunkenness, sexual immoralities, idolatry, stealing, and lying. If you look at all these Bible verses, and Colossians 3:9, look at all those Bible verses. That is his word that he gives to us. We have to go and read it and know exactly what he's talking about. But to please God, do we need all this? I mean, if you look at it, those commandments are not enough day-to-day activities. We cannot say, okay, we carry it. Some of those, we are carrying the Bible, because thank God there's, everything is in the mobile now. We can carry it up and down. But the fact is that we face day-to-day situation on the street, on the back of the steering, at our places of work. There are some situations that the Bible verses are not specifically talking about, some situations we face. How can we know what the Lord is talking? I mean, the best way for God, I mean, for us to walk in that way. I mean, to pass that situation, walk through that situation. How? You say, okay, that one cannot steal, but it can come in another way that he's not specifically talking about stealing. It can come in so many ways that we cannot identify, okay, this is what the Bible is saying about it. Say, for example, I will use myself as an example because I face a lot in this steering on the road. Some people just pass the groom before I knew it, I've already insulted him. Where is the Bible verses concerning all those things? But because of the love of God for us, he has given us three important things that we have to follow. My brothers and sisters, when I sit down, when Pastor said, you are the one who, I say, what? You are the one who, I say, what? First Sunday, second Sunday, I fast. I said, okay, God, what am I going to speak on? Then I started pounding on all these things, and God started ministering in another dimension that I felt. I said, okay, it is better. This is what the Lord has chosen for me to talk about. My brother, when came out one day, he started talking about it. I said, oh, hey, what? I'm talking, this is what they, but my brothers and sisters, the real fact is that he spoke to me too about it. When the Lord finally opened my heart, my eyes into this, I noticed that, no, it is him. It is not me. He has given us three good things. The first one, for us to be able to guide ourselves in the day-to-day life, because we will come across situations that we cannot, before we know it, in fact, the situation has already passed. Before we say, okay, let me quickly open the Bible to know what the Lord is saying, he said, the time has already passed. That situation has passed. Probably we might have committed. The very first thing that God gave us was during our creation. God gave us conscience. In the Bible, to know whether God really gave us this thing, is one of the precious gifts that God gave us when he was creating us then. We look at the 1 Peter 3:16. Can we all read through it so you know what about we're talking about then? As a Christian, we have to have a good one. You know, our conscience, we train it either to be bad or to be continue to work in the way that God has created us to be. It's a very big topic. I wouldn't want to go too much deep into it because of our time. We started very late, but I will stay at least put everything into so that we understand what I'm about to bring out here. The very first one he gave us is conscience, and we said we should look at 1 Peter 3:16. Maintaining a good conscience so that in whatever way you are spoken against, those who speak against you may be put to shame because of your good conduct as followers of Christ. My brothers and sisters, to tell you that God gave us a good one. In the Bible, the Greek word for conscience literally means co-knowledge or knowledge with oneself. Unlike all other earthly creations, we possess a God-given capacity to know ourselves. We can, in a sense, stand back and look at ourselves and make moral judgments, acting as an internal witness bearer or judge. Our conscience can examine our actions, our attitude, and our choice. It may guide us towards a good decision or warn us against a bad one. Afterward, it may comfort us for choosing well or punish us with a sharp pang for choosing poorly. My brothers and sisters, our conscience, we need to maintain a good one so that immediately we want to do, probably after we might have done that thing, we're able to come back to our senses and judge ourselves whether we are on the right path or not. The second thing that the Lord has given to us, of course, because of his love, is so wonderful. The love is so great on us that we can't even quantify it. The second thing that the Lord gave us is the Bible, his words. We've already read before where he specifically gave us all the things that he wants and he doesn't want. You can also read about the Psalm 97:10. The book of Psalm 97, verse 10. You can read it if you're there.
Yet that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Actually, that is not where I want to. Don't mind me. It's my first time standing and preaching anyway. Let us go into the book of Proverbs 6:16-19. There are six things. Are we there?
Yes.
There are six things that God hates, yet seven things that he detests. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart plotting wicked things, and feet that runs quickly to evil, false witness, who lies, and every breath. who lies with every breath, and anyone sowing contentious among brothers. Here, God gave us the Bible, His Word. These are just some verses for us to pick and see what the Lord really detests and what the Lord wants. The last thing that the Lord gave us, and that is where we are going to, and that is where most people, most Christians these days, fails. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Nobody will know about a father like myself. Now, nobody will know much about me. If you want to know me, you get through my son. You just call him, hey, come. Wisdom, what does your daddy like? You know exactly, or probably call my wife. You will know exactly what I'm like, what I like and what I don't like. So also, our God, He has tried by giving us conscience with the Adam and Eve, the, you know, somehow weight falling on the wrong side that time. Because of His love again, He gave us His word, commandment that we should follow, this and that. But are we following it? Thank God, some Christians these days are following it. He now noticed that, no, they are not doing the way I want. He is now saying His only begotten Son is a hint for us. Yes, He has come to die for our sins. He has come to give us everlasting life. But the major part that we Christians are not looking at is His ways. Because we also read it in the Bible. He said He comes to show us the way, the truth, and the life. Both three things together. Nothing is excluded. But most Christians these days, we are always looking at the life, the truth, the life. But the ways, we abandon it. He has come into the earth to show us His ways, the way the Lord wants us to walk. And how does He? He gave us two commandments, of which we all know the first one. This is just a repetition somehow, because we all I'm talking about, we all know it. But one thing I just want to specify more is this that I'm talking about presently. He gave us two commandments, our Lord Jesus Christ did. He said we should love God and love our neighbor. But my brothers and sisters, we neglect this. The Bible verse that we read from the beginning, can we go back there? I think we'll take it from the book of Matthew 25:42-45. Pastor, you are really trying to. I must confess that. I can't even find my Bible. Can you please help me again?
Matthew
25:42-45.
For I was hungered, and you gave me no meat.
For you gave me no meat.
I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink.
I was a stranger,
and you took me not in.
Naked,
and he clothed me not.
Sick,
and in prison.
You visited me not.
Then shall they also answer him.
Yeah, they were asking.
Saying, Lord,
when have we seen
when saw we thee as hunger, or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, or did not minister unto thee? 45. Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you,
Inasmuch as you do it to your brothers, you do it unto me. I know we are loving ourselves here. We are taking care of ourselves here. But what about those who are outside? Are we doing it, my brothers and sisters? What are the extraordinary things that we are doing? Because if you love him, he loves you. What are the extraordinary? What is the extraordinary things? Nothing. It's because he loves you, you love him back. And that is not the kind of love that God has for us. Before he even knows, before he even created us, he has already built the head for us. He has already prepared all those things that we read before for us. What are we doing? What is the extraordinary things are we doing to our fellow human beings? Most Christians these days, they use Christians like them to climb. Is that what the Lord is saying, my brothers and sisters? No. He said we should love ourselves. I mean, we should love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And that is where we Christians, we fail. We only love those who are worshiping with us. We love those whom we know. We don't love the outside people. It is a very, very wrong attitude. And that is weird. Even among ourselves, our brothers and sisters, some people, it is true, it is very, 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 very difficult for us to say, ah, that brother, he did something to me and I can't take it. I read one Facebook, this thing, the public, and I was opportunity to go through it. And at the end, I shake my head. A pastor. You know, God really opened my eyes towards this part. And he said I should share it. The things that we Christians are doing is very, 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 very wrong. And he has come to show us the way that the Lord wants, but we neglected it. The Facebook post like a man wanted to get married and they went to the pastors and said, pastor wants to get married, and the pastor said, okay, before you want to get married, I have to take some time to study them and find out that the guy has already married before and blah blah blah. The guy did a very wrong thing, not to be sincere. But to my greatest surprise, because of all these wrongs, the pastor asked to eject that brother from the church, from the congregation. And the guy has kids before. With the kids, with the lady, he ejected them. Is that what the Lord is telling us? Is that his ways? Even when if we say we're a Christian, we should try as much as possible to walk. The Bible is the most especially I love. If you look at all my Bible verses, they are all from the Matthew, the ways of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is where it is well narrated. So it's well narrated in the other chapters also. But my brothers and sisters, we need to be careful. Even if our brothers offended us, it is not him. Because the devil is on this earth and is going all around. He doesn't have a body. He will use one body. Because he wants to hurt you. What especially is targeting the Christian. Because he wants to hurt us, he will go into our loved ones and make them to offend us. But what will we do? Like, yeah, I can't take it. He must go. No, I can't take it. How can you look at it, my brother? And some Christians will also join in that brother and support him in trying to separate us, to make the enemies grow more. That shouldn't be our case, because the devil is the one really at work. Okay, we blame him. But I want us, the Christians, to be looking behind the person. Because behind the person, there lies the devil. Instead of us hating them, pushing them aside, we should pray and try to bind the devil behind them, because it is not by them. Have you ever taken that step? Did somebody offend you? He offended you, really, really offend you, and you are the one that went to him and said, brother, I'm sorry. It's because I've done it, that is why I'm talking about it. I know what I'm talking about. Somebody offend you, he hurt you, and you went, meet him and say, I'm sorry. The kind of joy, kind of tears that comes out from your body, you will feel as if a breeze, what kind of breeze, that is God's love. Because you don't want that friend to be departed from you. And you took that step to take everything. That is what Jesus Christ did. Exactly his ways is what he came to show us. If we cannot live that way, then we are not. It is true we might keep his commandment. Yeah, there are blessed attitudes there for those who are keeping this is for them. But if he really, really wants to show his love, we have to walk the way he's I won't take much of our time, but I just want us to really, really pound this in our heart. We are offending God with what we do to our neighbors. Not only our members here, but others outside. How long have we been preparing about this Father's Day? It's about 2 months now. When the first said, you know. But inside me, I was preparing something. I said, okay, if it is finally be me, God help me. Yeah. Giving me this verse, this topic, I tried to work with it. Day by day, but I started to sit behind my steering, before I go, before I dressed up in the morning, I said, Lord, I'm going out. If anybody tried to offend me, I'll have to take it easy. Let us try that kind of attitude before we go out. And it's true, we are living, those who are in the house also offend us. But if we determine, okay, God, I'm going out. I know people are there. I know devils is outside there. It's going to enter people. You will not know inside the train that they will just match you and they will just go. And you say, hey, what is it? You will get annoyed. But if you have that determination and you remember in your stomach, my brothers and sisters, it is very easy. God sees your heart. He knows you. You are trying. He will give you the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, for you to conquer that kind of situation. Without taking much of our time, I will let us read. Where did I put it to? Pardon me. Let us read the book of Matthew again. 5:43-48. I will round up with that verse.
Matthew 5:43-48.
Let me read, sir. Thank you, sir. Say, ye heard that it was said, you must love your neighbor. We have heard it now. And hate your enemy. That was the Old Testament. However, who is talking here?
Jesus.
However, because he has come, though before was his prophet, he given all the laws, this and that. But when the Lord, because nobody, as I said before, can explain how a father, is. That is the reason why he come, to show us. He said, however, I say to you, continue to love your enemies and to pray for those who persecute you so that you may prove yourself sons of your Father who is in the heaven. Since he has made his sun rise on both the wicked and the good and makes his rain on both the righteous and the unrighteous. Father, who is in heaven, since he has made his sun rise on both the wicked and the good, and makes his rain on both the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love in you, what reward do you have? Are you not also the same tax collector doing the same thing? And if you greet your brothers only, what extraordinary things are you doing? Are not also the people of the nation doing the same things? You must accordingly be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. That is Jesus Christ speaking to us, my brothers and sisters. We all see clearly now that we don't really need to love those. We even need to love them, but those who hate us too, we have to love them and have passions for them. I pray that the Lord will continue to be with us. He will continue to give us the grace to walk in his ways. This is an open window for us, the Christian. Sorry, I depart a little from the Father's Day. Yes, every day is Father's Day. Every day is also the Mother's Day. That is what I wanted to share with us today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, as our normal
a tradition here. Let's be on our feet. I will point to